Choose the Best by Sheila Kindred, based on a true story. How could Marcus choose between two good things? I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, Verse 2. Ever since Marcus got his CTR ring, he was determined to choose the right. It wasn't always easy. A hard choice came when his mother told him he was going to get to see his grandmother. Marcus's grandmother lived far away, so he didn't get to see her very often. When he saw his best friend Ramon at school, Marcus said, "I've got some great news." "I do too," Ramon said. He handed Marcus an envelope. "Open it." "First, let me tell you my news," Marcus said. "My grandmother is coming from England. We get to see her." "That's super," Ramon said. "When is she coming?" "Friday night. But we can only visit her at the airport because she's on her way to help my aunt with her new baby." Marcus quickly opened Ramon's envelope. "You're having a party," he exclaimed. "I can't wait. When is it?" Marcus read the invitation and his face fell. "Oh, no. It's Friday," Ramon shrugged. "That's okay. I understand why you can't come." "But I want to come. What should I do?" Marcus asked. "I guess you need to make a choice," Ramon said. "Let me know what you decide." Ramon waved and ran to class. When Marcus got home from school, he sat on the front step, flipping a coin. "What are you doing?" Mom asked, sitting down beside him. Marcus handed her the party invitation. "I'm sure Grandmother will understand if you can't come to the airport," Mom said. "But I want to see her," Marcus said. He looked at his CTR ring. "What do you think is the right thing to do?" he asked. "They're both good things to do," Mom said. "In this case, it's a matter of which is the best thing to do. But I don't think flipping a coin is going to help." "Have you prayed about it?" "Yes, I prayed and asked Heavenly Father to tell me what to do, but he didn't. Why won't he just tell me?" "Maybe he wants you to figure it out for yourself first," Mom said. "Then he will tell you through the Holy Ghost if you've made a good decision." "But how can I figure it out?" "Follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost. He can help you make the choice between two good things." The next day at school, Marcus told Ramon what his mother had said. "Won't you feel sad if I don't come to your party?" Marcus asked. "Of course," Ramon said. "But won't you feel sad if you miss seeing your grandmother? If you came to my party, you might wish you were at the airport. And if I go to the airport, I might wish I was at the party." Marcus sighed. "I guess I need to think about it more." That night, Marcus stood on Ramon's front porch holding a present. He rang the doorbell. Ramon answered the door. "What's this?" Ramon asked. "My party isn't until tomorrow." Marcus took a deep breath and blurted out, "I'm sorry that I won't be able to come to your party, Ramon. I brought your gift early. Happy birthday." Ramon smiled and took the gift. "Thanks. I'm glad you'll get to see your grandmother." "Me too," Marcus said. "Can you stay for a while?" Ramon asked. "We're frosting cupcakes, and we could use your help." "Now, that's an easy choice to make," Marcus said, and headed straight for the kitchen. Sidebar. We have to forgo some good things in order to choose others that are better or best, because they develop faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and strengthen our families. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the story. Choose the Best by Sheila Kindred.